Hi, I'm Peter Czanik, open source evangelist at One Identity, and today I will talk about the very latest sudo features, how you can use those to watch and control your users. A few words about me. I'm working at One Identity, upstream developer for SysLogNG, and in a way also for sudo. I help in RPM packaging and FreeBSD ports, and I regularly blog and talk about these two software. And I'm a SUSE Linux user since 1996. Let me give you a quick overview of what I will be talking about today. First, I will try to define what is sudo. Then, before going on to the very latest features, I will go back to some earlier, lesser known features, and then show you four new features which can help you to control and log what is happening on your systems. And finally, I will also show you when visibility can be bad and show you how to fix it. So, what is sudo? I asked this at many different conferences from well over thousands of people, and I get pretty diverse answers depending on the experience of the person answering my question. For most people, sudo is just a tool to complicate life. I mean, why to use sudo when you have the root account? But even seasoned administrators told me that, well, sudo is just a prefix for administrative commands. Only very few people told me that sudo is a way to control and log access to your systems. And I could count on a single hand people mentioning some of the advanced features of sudo. So, what is sudo according to the sudo website? Sudo allows a system administrator to delegate authority by giving certain users the ability to run some commands as root for another user while providing an audit trail of the commands and their arguments. As we will see, it's a lot more than just a simple prefix. As we are using OpenSUSE and SUSE Linux Enterprise here, let me talk a few words about versions included. Unless you are using something really ancient and unsupported, you will use at least sudo version 1.8, which is in Leap 15.3 and SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 15 Service Pack 3 and earlier versions. Version 1.9 is available in Tumbleweed for quite a few years now, and version 1.9 will be in Leap 15.4 and Service Pack 4 of the enterprise server. You don't have to fear the version upgrade here, as 1.9 provides full backwards compatibility, even for binary plugins. I accidentally left a binary plugin on my SUSE system, upgraded to 1.9, and the plugin still worked perfectly. Let's go back to basics a bit. This is the configuration which arrives on most sudo installations. It's a very simple rule. Members of the wheel group can do practically anything on a system. The various columns here means that who, on which system, as which user, and which commands are allowed. And we can see that practically everything. But even this really simple rule is useful, as you can see in your logs who executed what commands on your system. Sudo comes with a huge number of built-in defaults, but of course there are situations when you want to change it. You can use the default statement in the sudoers file to change the default behavior, and here are a couple of examples. Like you can change what path is considered secure by sudo, which environment variables to keep, and you can disable insults for your users. These defaults can also be user or host specific. Like in this case, we enable insults for members of the wheel group. So what are insults? These are fun but not always politically correct error messages when someone mistypes a password. These were enabled by default for many years, but unfortunately turned off a couple of years ago as a number of people felt uncomfortable with this setting. It's sysadmin humor, and I love it. And many people told me that it, for them, it was the main takeaway from my talk, that it can be turned back on. I hope that it's not the only one, as I will show quite a few more, like session recording. This was also available for almost a decade now. You can record everything what is happening on the terminal and play it back just like a movie. These recordings are quite difficult to modify as they are not in clear text, but as the, by default they are saved locally, therefore easy to delete. And session recording is especially useful when you give unlimited access to your systems. The good news is that sudo 1.9 introduced central session recording collection using the sudo log server daemon. So users cannot delete session recordings anymore. Once you have more than just a few systems, you want to introduce central management for configurations. Of course, you can also use Ansible, Puppet, Salt, whatever to configure sudo, but there is also a possibility to use LDAP for storing configurations. The advantage of using LDAP is that settings propagate in real time. Users cannot modify these settings. On the other hand, there are quite a few limitations, like you cannot use aliases and a few more. Sudo had a modular architecture for over a decade now, which means that most of sudo features are implemented as plugins. And sudo 1.9 introduced support for Python plugins as well, which use the very same API as the C-based plugins. The advantage here is that you do not need a development environment, you do not need to compile code, it's easier to distribute these plugins between machines. My favorite API is the iologs API, which lets you access input and output from user sessions. It can get complicated, but it's really easy to get started with it. I coded a couple of examples, like you can implement a simple data leak prevention system and terminate a session before a given text appears on the screen, or analyze the command lines entered by users and terminate the session before something dangerous happens. Here is a very simple but functional Python code. If my secret would appear on screen, this Python code detects it in the terminal buffer and terminates the session before it would appear on screen. And it prints an error message that "do not look at my secret," and of course terminates the session. Before going on to the very latest sudo features, here is a cartoon by XKCD. This is where the sudo logo is coming from, the sandwich logo, that someone is asking for a sandwich. his friend is refusing making it, then uses this pseudo prefix, and suddenly he gets his sandwich. And if remind me at the end that I have some pseudo stickers with me. Pseudo 1.193 introduced support for change root and change working directory. Previously, there were quite a few situations where you needed to give out full root shell access, or it was easy to gain full root shell access. For example, by default, the working directory of sudo is the current directory where the user is working, which is normally not a problem, but there are some scripts and applications which expect to be started from a directory which is unreachable by users, for example, the root directory or other closed directories. In this case, previously, all you could do is to give out root shell access. With the latest sudo versions, you can, if it's enabled, then the user can configure the working directory before starting an application. This is a feature which explicitly needs to be enabled in the sudoers file. And there are two possibilities. You can hard code a directory in the sudoers file, which might not be practical in all situations, or when using the star as a parameter, then the user can configure the working directory. The change root command needs root privileges. Even if you allow the user through sudo to use change root, it was easy to get full root access by giving the change root command the root directory, and then full root access was granted. Support for change root needs to be enabled explicitly, just like the change working directory support. There are two possibilities, just like for the working directory. You can make it user configurable, but in this case, users still can use the root directory for for change root, and then you are you were just before. The only difference is that at least it's logged properly, and it's easy to write an alert, for example, in syslog.ng to detect that the change root parameter equals the root directory. Of course, you can also restrict the change root parameter to a given directory, but it's a problem if you want to use multiple directories. If change root access is not allowed, or the user wants to configure a directory which is not allowed, it is logged by sudo. Sudo 1.9.4 introduced a couple of login-created new features. As a syslog.ng guy, my favorite is JSON-formatted logging. And there is now also possibility to collect sudo log messages through the sudo log server daemon. Let's take a look at JSON-formatted logs. Traditionally, the sudo log messages are in plain text and carry just minimal information. This is due to the syslog constraints, as the original implementations allowed only very short messages. And if we, for example, include environment variables in the log messages, then that can be really long. So here are a couple of traditional sudo log messages. And here is a nice one. This one is just a single log message, and I probably even removed some of the fields. JSON formatted log messages have a lot more information included, and this information is in a structured format. What it means that it's either log collector like syslogng or rsyslog can easily parse it, and you can create alerts even there, or forward all log messages to Elasticsearch, where you can easily create reports or search these log messages. You can enable JSON formatting like with a default log format equals JSON. Traditionally, all sudo log messages were sent to syslog. Sudo 1.9 introduced the audit plugin API, which is also reachable by from Python, and you can create custom log messages from sudo. And 1.194 introduced logging to sudo log server daemon. You just need to configure the IP address or hostname where you want to send log messages, and then all of your sudo related events will be collected to a single location. Sudo log server daemon also sends log messages to syslog by default, but you can configure to have its own log file. The log messages are pretty similar to the generic sudo log messages, except that it has an additional field called host, so it you know where the log messages are coming from. And JSON formatting is available here as well. Sudo 1.97 introduced relay mode in the sudo log server daemon. So previously, you had a single log server daemon collecting session recordings from everywhere, and the sudo clients were connecting to it directly. With the relay mode, you can have multiple levels of relays to structure your network. Why relay mode is useful? You can collect session recordings even when the central server is unavailable, for example, due to maintenance or a network problem. This is important as, by default, if the sudo log server daemon is unreachable, then you cannot use sudo. Of course, it's you can configure it how it works. It's also easier to configure your firewall this way, and if you have a private network without direct internet access, then you can install a relay on the gateway host and use it to forward sudo session recordings, like, for example, AWS private networks. There is no difference on the client or the central server side in the configuration. On the relay, you need to configure where to forward session recordings and log messages. If you have unreliable networks, then you also can configure to store log session recording first, and once they reach once the last bit is recorded by the relay, then it tries to forward into the central log server daemon or to the next relay. Here are how to configure it. Oh, and you can also configure TLS encryption for privacy and security. Finally, I want to talk about logging and intercepting subcommands. Before version 1.9.8, only session recording helped when you wanted to see what is happening inside a shell or an editor window. Or you could work around this problem with audit, but those logs are not much useful. But however, the problem is that watching recordings is quite boring and time-consuming, and it doesn't give you the full picture either. 198 introduced logging and interception of subcomments. It works in most cases, but not in all situations. Like you cannot see the built-in commands of shells, or static binaries, and a few more cases are also problematic. You can enable logging subcomments with the default log subcomments, and it's pretty useful to turn on JSON formatting, as that way you have a lot more information about what is happening. Here is my favorite editor, Joe. This also supports running external commands or reaching the shell within the editor. So I started a shell, executed a couple of commands, and then exited. Of course, these are completely harmless, what I did here, but I could also format the hard drive, which is not so nice. When you do not have logging of subcomments enabled, then this is everything what sudo logs on a system. It shows that I started Joe, which is true, but it's just a very little part of the information. Here is what happens if you enable logging subcomments. Starting Joe is just the first line of many. I even skipped more than half of the log messages here, as everything is logged. When you start bash from the editor, it's using profile to execute many smaller commands, and everything is locked here, so nothing is executed without a trace. And at the end, you can also see the commands, the ID and LS, which I showed on the previous slide. I mentioned that it's worth enabling JSON formatting. The reason is that this way you have a lot more information, and it's easier to correlate log messages belonging to the same session. The UUID is the same for log messages started from the same sudo session. You can also intercept subcommands using sudo, which means that you can prevent applications from running. You can configure this in a two-step process in the sudoers file. First of all, you need to enable this feature using defaults intercept, and then create the actual rule or rules. Like in this case, I disable the who command for my user. And here is what happens. Even if I have full root shell access, I have the root prompt there, but I cannot execute the who command. Of course, who is harmless, but you can replace it with something useful in a production environment. You can also easily disable shells using intercept, but it has some side effects. Here is how you configure it. Defaults intercept, then an alias for shells. It could be a lot longer list as well, with DCSI, ZHS, and so on. Then we disable the shells for my user. This is something expected. I cannot start a shell anymore. I get a nice error message that I'm not allowed to execute bash. What I didn't expect that from inside editors I cannot start commands anymore, as those are started through a shell and shells are not allowed. Finally, I want to show that while visibility is really good in most cases, but not everywhere. Sudo session recordings can also include passwords, as sudo can record not just the output, but also the user input. The recordings are saved under the varlog sudo io directory. And while there is a command line tool for playing back terminal sessions, there is no tool to display input. These are compressed files under this directory structure, which you can open, for example, using zls. Here you can see a password change, password, username, and even if there are some control characters on screen, you can see the new password, which can be a privacy concern. You can hide passwords in recordings with defaults and disabling lock passwords. This is using regular expressions to detect the keyword password, and then masking anything before things are echoed in screen, which also means that if the password prompt is different, then it's not working. You need to configure it yourself. Or if the password is, if anything is echoed on screen, then it's not working either. But in most cases, it works. And as you can see, the password is masked in this case. Let me summarize my talk. Recent sudo versions let you control. Let you see and control a lot more activities, which means that there is a lot less need for root shell for users, as you can use, for example, change root or change working directory within sudo. You can get a lot more detailed, easier to use log messages, and all of these collected to a central location. And finally, you can also track and intercept subcomments using sudo. That was my talk. Thank you. And if you have any questions, I don't know, we probably have a few minutes. Do we have? Okay, you had a question?
Thank you. I want to ask if the in the interception that you do, there is a regular expression for password. I assume that's extensible for other commands.
You can configure it the way you want. So you can replace this regular expressions, and then sudo will look for that one, and then skip recording the characters until anything is called on screen. This is how it works.
Thank you.
You are welcome. There are no other questions, then thank you for your attention. And I have some stickers in my backpack, so once I'm down from here, I can give you some sandwich logos. Thank you.